thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever, for he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever, sing praise. The mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever. From the rising to the setting sun,
his love endures forever.
By the grace of God we will carry on,
his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever.
Come on, church, it's the way we used to do it. Remember this?
His love endures forever.
Come on, y'all.
His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever.
Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Woo. I give thanks to my God and King. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. One I adore, beautiful one, my soul loves. Say, beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul loves. Say.
What's he done for you lately? What's he done for me lately? Do we have the time to explain it all? Amen? That's the way I look at it. You know, I was at a place the other night and it was a revival. And I guess I'm amazed because when we say revival, you know, I think there's life in reviving people. Am I not right? Why should we have a revival, or why should we come to revival? This is a question. Why should we come to a revival and just have another day at church?
Come on. Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
I mean, it's this is more than just another day at church. You know, we need to come here expecting. We need to come here looking for something. Amen. Mm-hmm. We need to come here and I won't say be a part of, but get involved, I guess you could say. I don't know. But this is more than just another day at church. Amen. And you know, right now is the time that we need to get together and be praying for the lost ones out there to get them in here. Amen. We need to be praying for our family members that are lost and get them in here. You know what I'm saying? God's doing some things. The Lord I serve is an awesome God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, I just looked at this particular congregation, and it's, don't get me wrong, it's just, it's nothing wrong with the people. I was just amazed because every year that I go to this particular place, I see the same faces. They do the same thing. There's never any excitement. You never see nobody, hear nobody raise their voice, nobody give God the glory. And I think the Lord deserves more than that. Amen. I just believe with all my heart that God deserves it all. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, I just want this church to have fun in here. Let's do some things. Let's get geared to bring more people in here. Amen. Let's have church. Let's have a revival. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love. Destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one.
Oh, yes.
And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours. Worthy of all. blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome.
Hallelujah. You know, there's a line in this song that says, power in hand, speaking the Father's plan, sending us out, light in a broken land. Amen? Is that not awesome? You know, Jeremy Camp, whoever wrote this, he understands what's going on in this world. Amen? You know, that's what it's all about, going out and bringing them in. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woman, every man, this will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. So come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest. and on the earth a peace among those on whom His favor rests. So come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh no,
my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me.
Yeah.
Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, every nation under him. Come and worship, do not be afraid. 'Cause my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things
for me.
Of His courage there will be no way. He'll establish it with His righteousness, and He shall reign on David's throne, and His name shall be from this day on. Wonderful Counselor, and His name shall be Everlasting Father. Oh yeah, Wonderful Counselor. Everlasting Father. Magnify the Lord, my soul.
What you do, you're magnifying the Lord, brother man. You know that? That's exactly right. When we walk around Walmart and preach the gospel to everybody, we're being that light he's talking about. Amen. Ain't that fun? I have fun where I go. I sure do. And I know this man does too. And I know several other people in here that does as well. God is awesome. He can turn up. He can turn somebody like me into what I am now. I used to be a bad cat. Now I'm working for the Lord, amen. That's an awesome thing. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Lay down your burden, lay down your are broken, lift up your face, O wanderer, come home, you're not too far, so lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure.
So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, fall in his arms, come as you are.
There's joy for the morning. Oh, sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, so lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are.
Son, can I say something? I just want to say, when I first heard this song, you know what got me was, I got born again when I was 12 years old. Served the Lord, loved the Lord. But you know what? I carried shame. I tried and I tried and I tried. I kept trying to be good because I wanted to please him, but I never got to the point that I felt like I was good, so therefore I wasn't worthy. But I want to tell you what. I know this song says, come on, sinners, but I tell you what, there's a lot of saints out there that are carrying a burden of shame. And the Lord says to tell you, he wants to deliver you from that shame and from that pain of all those mistakes you made. Honey, they're not in God's mind anymore. Get them out of yours. By his grace, you've been set free. Amen. Lord God, Carl, do this song again. And when you sing that song, you realize there isn't anything
there's
you can't bring to your Father.
The hopeless.
Whatever
and all those
come sit at the table.
Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal.
So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are. Come as in his arms, come as you are.
There's joy for the morning. Oh, sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh,
Father. I thank you for speaking. Sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden.
Appreciate all of you coming tonight. I've had an unusual week. I've talked so much. Well, you quit nodding. Some of you may not know, up until a couple of weeks ago, talking was a real experience being around me. You couldn't hear one of those high-pitched songs like this, then you didn't hear much that I said. But thank God. And I was, in one sense of the word, you have to learn to do what God tells you to do. You have to learn how to be part of what God's doing and part of what's going on. And it doesn't matter if you're the starting quarterback most of the time, and that's on a particular night, you get to sit at the water table and hand out water to the rest of the player. If you're part of the team, you're part of the team. And I was thinking, I'm back there in the sound booth tonight because due to circumstances beyond our control, the ones that are normally back there in the sound booth, one of them's down in Florida cleaning up from the Hurricane Irma, some property that they have down there. And the others had a previous engagement at another place tonight. And so not too many people know exactly what's going on back there in that sound booth. And I know just enough to be dangerous. And so I'm back there, and if it looked like it was some glitches in the words, and now some of the songs we couldn't find for some reason or other. Some of the others, I just didn't know how to push a button exactly like I should at the right time I should do it. But anyway, I did my part. I came as I am, and I did what I could. And you know, there's people out here in the world that they need what we've got in here tonight. But they're not going to just voluntarily come here. They're going to have to see something going on out there in somebody's life that's at a place like this. And they're going to be asking, what makes the difference in you? I can remember a time. I've been in the ministry so long. I can remember a time when we could announce a revival. There'd be people come, you know, just because we were having a revival. Out in the country, I was pastoring when I first pastored in the United Methodist Church. They gave me a little church that had about, I think our average attendance was 54. The week before I left to move to another church, because that's just the way it was, we had a revival. And I mean, we had a revival. We just didn't have revival services. We had a revival. There was, I can't remember, I thought 41 people. 41 people got saved in that meeting. And it wasn't, they weren't a part of the 54 that were attending on a regular basis. They were other people in the community. There were relatives and family and friends, and they got these people to come to that service, and God moved. I've never been a part of anything like it. I never got to preach at that church again. The conference moved me to another location. And, what happened there after I left wasn't real good. That was 40 years ago, nearly. And I think they're still back down to 54. But the last service that we had after that revival, there was almost 100 people in that little church. And it only seated 100, man, it was packed. And, but some of them let the fire get put out. Different things happen, and they do that. But it's up to us that are really sold out to living for God. Not sold out to being religious. There's a multitude of people in this world that are religious, and it's not getting them anywhere. You know, you read the scriptures, and if you're really trying to see what God's trying to get you to see and get you to and what God's trying to get you to do, you got to get to the point where you're not reading the scriptures to support what you're doing. You're reading the scriptures to find out what you're supposed to be doing. And if you're doing stuff that you can't find in the scripture, then call that to question. Don't call the scriptures to question. That's what we have so much, you know, well, this is what I think about it. And then we try to just, you know, manipulate the Bible to say and teach what we think we want to believe. And that's not the way it works. We'll never be happy doing that. Now, you know somebody that needs Jesus. They may be part of your family. I've got family members that need Jesus. But did you know what? You can't make them accept him. You just got to present the way it is to follow him and to live for him, to be at peace. And I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you that a lot of you had to overcome some point in your life looking at people in the church that were telling you you had to do this and you had to do that and you had to be this and you had to be that. And after you tried it a while, you thought, I can't do this. I guess I don't know how many people over the years that, well, you know, I tried, but I just couldn't live a Christian life. And you know, the reason is, and I said this Wednesday night in our Bible study, the reason is that too much is being taught about what people ought to do and not who they are. Not what they are. If you don't know what you are and who you are, you're never going to be able to do what people tell you you have to do. Even if you have to do it. Even if it is part of the book. Not somebody's idea of what part of the book is. But it'll set you free. Jesus said you know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Well, I know people is trying to live by what they think is the truth. Because that's what they've been told, and what they've been preached all the years that they've known it. And the truth that they're hearing is not setting them free. It's actually making them more bound up than what they ever really were, even before. And so, you know, tonight, we want to get blessed. We want things to happen to us. But what I want to see happen is I want to see you get to the point where all of a sudden you say, oh, I got to go out there. I got to do this in front of them. See, because most people are not going to come in church service to see what you do. They're going to watch you out there and see what you do. And so we come here. This is like school. We come here to find out how we're supposed to act when we're out there. But we find that out by finding out who we are. You know what? You can try and try and try and try as hard as you want to teach a dog how to read. And I don't care how much effort you put into it, that dog can't read because he's a dog. And I like to use this example. You ever tried to make a caterpillar fly? You know, these little caterpillars, the woolly worms, all the ones crawl around out there. Go out there and try to get one of them to fly. You'll never succeed. Because he's a caterpillar. And he thinks like a caterpillar. And he acts like a caterpillar. Because you don't know any better. But you know, the Word of God says in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by mercies of God, present yourself to Jesus Christ. Now, I'm paraphrasing that part. And be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't be squeezed into this world's way of thinking. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You cannot serve God by doing it with your natural mind. Because your natural mind is the enmity with God. Doesn't know even what you're talking about. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how are you transformed by the renewing of your mind? The Word of God. By learning the Word of God. And by learning what it is. And you know what? That word transformed there is a Greek word. It's from the Greek word that we get our English word metamorphosis from. And metamorphosis is what happens when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. And you know, when that caterpillar became a butterfly, he started thinking different. If he'd have still thought like a caterpillar, wouldn't that have been sad to see those beautiful butterflies just crawling around, flopping in the dirt? But he got set free, and he flew away. And it's much better. Don't you enjoy going out in a field of flowers or garden or whatever, and watching those beautiful butterflies and monarch? Well, any of them are pretty, but the monarch butterflies and they're all there. Now, how many of you have the same interest in sitting around watching caterpillars? Just don't happen. So folks, come to the realization, if Jesus Christ has come into your heart and changed you, You're a butterfly. And don't try to keep thinking like a caterpillar. Because people are not going to pay that much attention to caterpillars. You know what most people do with caterpillars? Step on them. But most people, unless you're just really cruel hearted, you see those butterflies, oh, they're beautiful. And you actually go out of your way to protect them. And make sure that nothing happens to them. Because they've drawn your attention. We've got to live in a way that draws the world's attention. And not because we've been taught like that, but because we understand I am different. I have been changed. I'm a new man. And I got to think like a new man. I got to think spiritual things rather than natural things. And yeah, those natural things come up. But being spiritual is what helps you deal with them. Being spiritual doesn't mean that you're never going to have a problem. But when you're spiritual, in the sense of hearing and communicating with Jesus Christ and feeding off of Him, you're going to know how to handle them. And I was thinking another thing. This is the first camp meeting in since 2011. It's the first meeting since 2011 that I have really, well, several of them I wasn't even able to be here because I was going through physical things. And the ones when I was here, I drugged myself in and I enjoyed it while I was here, and I drugged myself back out and got in the car and went home, and took 2 or 3 days to get over it physically. And you know, a person years ago, well, in 1981, I had an issue and I went to the hospital. I hadn't been to the doctor in 5 years. But I said, God, what should I do? And He said, you go to the hospital and I'll show you what I've delivered you from. And when I got to the hospital, the people at the... Now, this, God used past tense. He said, what I've delivered you from. But when I got to the hospital, the medical staff at the hospital, they didn't see anything that I had been delivered from. They saw me right in the midst of whatever it was I was in. And the rumor got going around the hospital that it was such a sad thing that this 33-year-old young man up in the upstairs in the care unit, 33 years old, and he's dying. And there's nothing we can do. And I'm not making it up. I'm a Martha. Martha didn't even know who I was at that time. She was a nurse at the hospital, and she heard him talking about me. Well, I'm 70 now. 33. That's a lot younger than 70. And most of you know what I've been through, and I died again last year. I just didn't stay dead. Laverne wouldn't let me stay dead. I didn't have a thing to do with it. I just died and then woke up. I didn't say, yeah, Lord, I'm ready, or no, I don't want to go, or I don't have nothing. I'm just sitting there, and she's holding me in her arms, and I just died. Just lay back and die. But God and Laverne saw fit not let me go anywhere. And I came back. And I'm still here. And every day is a blessing. And every day I look for something. Because you see, I don't do and can't do what I used to do. I mean, we had some light bulbs. I had to get my son to change the light bulbs. There was a time when they needed going on down here. Hey, I just go down there and do it. No matter. I told Laverne about changing the light bulbs and I was going to have to climb the ladder. She said, you're not going to do it. I said, what? She said, you're not climbing that ladder. She's protective of me. And I said, don't I ever get to be a burden with all you have to go on through these years? And that's when I nearly get slapped every time. you know, God feels the same way about us. And you know, whatever we go through, the key to it is we can go through it. We can go through it. And you know what? On February the 4th in 2016, if I hadn't come back, I'd still be all right. Y'all might miss my smiling face, but I would be all right. And I wish that, you know, whoever that is that needs to hear what I got to say, hurry up and learn it. Because I tell you what, God's got an awesome retirement plan. Now, I was supposed to come up here and said this. We're getting ready to receive an offering for the camp meeting. Help bless the speakers that are here, Brother Jim and Brother David. We're going to hear some awesome things the next four services. And we've had extenuating circumstances, but that's the way the devil is. He likes to extenuate circumstances. He wants to get you under the circumstances. And that's not a good place to be. But we're going to receive the offering. And I want you to be obedient to God. And you know, the Bible says when you are liberal in giving, you will be blessed in receiving. And so if we can have the ushers, they're going to be taking up the offering. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to turn things over to Sister Shirley. And for those of you that may be visiting, of course, I'm the senior pastor. Laverne and I, God used us back in 1979 to start a new life. And so now we're the senior pastors. And Sister Shirley is our that's the way I call her, our operational pastor. She does all the stuff that has to be done, and I preach when I want to. And I wanted to tonight, so I guess that's fine. But you know, we still minister people. We still, people call us all the time. We run into people out in the community. We pray with them. Things happen. God's good. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you right now as we receive this offering. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing each one that gives. Multiply it back to them, Lord God. Multiple fold. So that they can experience your blessing. And we thank you, Lord God, for the pouring out of your Spirit that's going to happen in this weekend. Here, when we're having service, when we're singing, when they're preaching, when we're just visiting with one another before and after the services, you're going to move in our hearts and in our lives. And we thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord God, that I can be part of it. And we ask your blessing upon each one. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Okay, and well, we need a, you want to say something? Okay, we need a microphone. I got one up here somewhere. Should work a lot. I didn't do anything back there. I didn't tear up anything back there, I promise. Check, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. We can hear you now.
Last Friday, I gave my mom and my dad a heart attack. Pretty sure I did. Last Friday, I was getting ready to go work bingo with my mom. And we had came to a stop. We were waiting for traffic to pass. And a truck wasn't paying attention and slammed into the back end of the car I was in. and cause us to collide into another truck in the other lane. From what people have told us, me and the guy that was driving me, we shouldn't be here. The truck that was driving behind us is totaled. The car that I was in was totaled. I was rushed to the hospital over in Adair County, and they treated us really well. And I got there, called work, and then I called Laverne. And I'd finally got a pain shot, and it had started to kick in, but I was still really struggling to breathe. And I knew that my ribs were cracked or something, because my lungs were not working right. And as we were praying on the phone with Pastor, I could literally feel a hand over my ribs. And I could feel them morphing back together. And I could feel warmth and just happiness and joy and grace and everything in that room. And shortly after, my parents came in, and I wasn't concerned. I knew I was going to be okay. I started breathing better. I still have problems because I'm bruised really bad, and my ribs are still bruised, and so is my back. But I'm alive because God said I'm 24 years old. God said I'm not ready yet. My baby needs me. My church family needs me. My family needs me. And God said, I'm not done with you yet. And I haven't been told that in a while. And I brag about it all the time at work this past week that I worked. And I said, you know, God said he wasn't done. God healed me. And I've said those words to customers, my regulars. And I've had multiple of them who's looked at me and said, you know what, you're right. I have been going through a rough patch, and I hadn't been going to church as much as I should. And it's bad that it takes an accident for it to happen like that. I've been working a lot, and I get distracted. And you need to learn not to get distracted. And a lot of people, that's what a lot of people do, is they get distracted and they're like, well, I'll do it later. Well, later is now. Because you need to just stop and just look in the mirror and say, well, now is the time that you just look. It's God is now, not later, not in the past, not in the future. You need to take care of yourself and let God help take care of you. Because you can't do it by yourself. And I'm grateful that I'm here and that I have Shirley and Pastor and Ricardo and my church family that prays over me. When I know that I'm not here, I know they're still praying for me, that I'm going to be okay. And I am okay, and I'm here, and I love every one of you guys. So thank you. And Shirley, thank you for showing up at the hospital too. But that's all I gotta say.
I'll try to get back here and see if I can get things working.
I'll send Pastor back to the sound booth. You know, we just want to give honor to Pastor Jim tonight, and expecting to hear a word from the Lord. So if you want to come on up, Pastor Jim, and amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Okay, over here they did. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.